And we're kicking it off. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Hey, thanks for being here. I have a piece called Wet Oatmeal Kisses. For those of you who remember Irma Bombeck, it's a piece by her. And if you don't know who Irma Bombeck is, I encourage you to check it out. And before I get to that, I want to tell you about the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame up in Medora, North Dakota. They celebrate the Western heritage that is so much our culture, sharing achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, and rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. Make sure you check them out, NorthDakotaCowboy.org. I think you'll find a lot of very interesting things and a lot of things that you can relate to. Also, let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN.com. Mike?
I was just going to let you do the Irma Bombeck thing.
Oh, how exciting. Wet Oatmeal Kisses. And if you're familiar at all with Irma Bombeck, you know it's going to be good. What a legend. What a legend. One of these days you'll explode and shout to all the kids, "Why don't you just grow up and act your age?" And they will. Or, "You guys get outside and find something to do without hurting each other and don't slam the door." And they don't. You'll straighten their rooms until it's all neat and tidy, toys displayed on the shelf, hangers in the closet, animals caged. You'll yell, "Now, I want it to stay that way." And it will. You will prepare a perfect dinner with a salad that hasn't had all the olives picked out and a cake with no finger traces in the icing. And you'll say, "Now, this is a meal for company," and you will eat it alone. You'll yell, "I want complete privacy on the phone. No screaming. Do you hear me?" And no one will answer. No more plastic tablecloths stained, no more dandelion bouquets, no more iron-on patches, no more wet, knotted shoelaces, muddy boots, or rubber bands for ponytails. Imagine a lipstick with a point, no babysitters for New Year's Eve, washing clothes only once a week, no PTA meeting or silly school plays, where your child is a tree. No carpools, blaring stereos, or forgotten lunch money. No more Christmas presents made of library paste and toothpicks. No wet oatmeal kisses. No more tooth fairy. No more giggles in the dark. Scrape knees to kiss or sticky fingers to clean. Only a voice asking, "Why did you grow up?" And the silence echoes, "I did."
Sad.
I know. Those are a lot of good years. And you know, when we all feel like when you're living through them, you'll never get those kids raised.
I'm going to brighten your mood a little bit here.
Okay, that sounds great.
Norwegian joke.
Oh, very good.
A Norwegian woman competed with a French woman and an English woman in the breaststroke division of an English Channel swim competition. The French woman came in first. The English woman came in second. The Norwegian woman reached shore completely exhausted. After being revived with blankets and coffee, she remarked, "I don't want to complain, but I think those other two girls used their arms." All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Two Norwegians from Minnesota went fishing in Canada. They returned with only one fish. "The way I figure it, that fish cost us $400, said the first Norwegian. "Val," said the other one, "at that price, it's a good thing we didn't catch any more."
I love Norwegian jokes. They fit very well with blonde jokes, and I've been accustomed to them my whole life.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, why? The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. We're counting down the days to Valentine's Day and Bull Bash, February 14th, the 25th annual Bull Bash event, giving away $2,500 toward a purchase of a bull. Check
there you
that
go.
Out. And a free hat. You might get a free hat as well.
Oh, register. Can't beat that.
Lots of things at bullbash.net.
And why do banks charge a fee due to insufficient funds when they already know you're broke? I have to ask myself that. And I also have to say thank you so much for joining us. Tune in again to this station for more of The Good Stuff.